From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. European leaders reject early talks with Britain. The leaders of Germany, France, and Italy met Monday and decided there will be no talks with Britain concerning its withdrawal from the European Union until EU's Article 50 is triggered. That official notice from Britain of its intent to leave the EU is not expected to come until a new prime minister replaces David Cameron, probably in September. British Finance Minister George Osborne, meanwhile, says the British economy, despite Brexit, is fundamentally strong.
There will be an adjustment in the months ahead, but I think we are well placed to meet that adjustment. And our message to businesses, large and small, is very simple. Britain is open for business.
That message was repeated later in the day by Prime Minister Cameron in his first address to Parliament since the Brexit vote.
Of course, I don't take back what I said about the risks. It is going to be difficult. We've already seen that there are going to be adjustments within our economy, complex constitutional issues, and challenging new negotiation to undertake with Europe.
Financial services company Standard & Poor's removed the United Kingdom's coveted AAA status on Monday because of the Brexit vote. Fitch also dropped Britain's rating, and Sky News says Moody's agency is expected to downgrade Britain's rating. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that states do not have the right to impose what it called undue burdens on abortion facilities, thus limiting the ability of women to get abortions. In another case, the court refused to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. The 6-2 ruling is a victory for gun control advocates, and the court voted unanimously to throw out a corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. This is VOA News.